Welcome to Riches in Christ Radio Ministry with Diane Kennedy. Please stay tuned at the end of today's lesson. We'll give you information on how you can acquire this week's tape, along with information about our weekly meetings and website. Now, here's Diane Kennedy.
This week, we are continuing our discussion of the fact that Jesus came to establish the reign of God in men and through men on this earth. There are a lot of aspects to this topic we could discuss, but for the past few weeks, we've been specifically focusing on God reigning in men and through men by the new birth. When a person acknowledges Jesus as Savior and Lord, they are born of God. The uncreated life in God comes into our spirit and transforms us from sinners into holy, righteous sons and daughters of God. Romans chapter 5, verse 17 says that those who receive God's abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, which puts them in right standing with himself, can reign as kings in life through these changes that have taken place on the inside of us. Through the new birth, you are in union with Christ. As truly as a branch is joined to a vine, you are united to the life in God himself. And that life is in you, to work in you and through you, to enable you to reign in life, to overcome in the face of life's challenges. We discussed how Jesus lived as a man on this earth to show us what that looks like. He encountered the trials and tribulations of life as a man, but in every circumstance he had wisdom, he had peace and provision, he had power to set people free, he had power to change things that could be changed, and he knew what couldn't be changed, but he had the victory to go through it, and all of that came to him by the power of his Father in him. Jesus lived as a man in dependence on eternal life in him. Well, that's what you are. You're a man. You're a woman in union with the life of God, as truly as a branch is joined to a vine. Now, we were saying yesterday that Christianity is transformational and supernatural. The goal is to transform sinners into holy, righteous sons and daughters of God through eternal life. Jesus is actually the pattern for the family. We read Romans 8:29 that tells us God planned before he ever formed the earth that we would be conformed to the image of Jesus. That word conformed means having the same form as. We don't become Jesus. We become like him in character and power. And we become the person God created us to be, born of him, fully free from every trace of sin, corruption, and death in every part of our being, and fully glorifying to him in everything we think, say, and do. When we acknowledge Jesus as Savior and Lord, we're born of him. We're born from above. The uncreated eternal life of God comes into our spirit. Tremendous transformation takes place. You go from darkness to light, from sinner to holy righteous son, from unrighteous to righteous. We discussed that in some detail over the past couple of lessons. However, our mind and body are not directly affected by this inward change, but it is God's desire that those inward changes show up outwardly and affect our mind, emotions, and our body. We emphasized this yesterday. God works in us, not on us. What's on the inside of us is to affect us outwardly in our mind, emotions, and our body. Paul told Christians who had already undergone tremendous change through the new birth that they must undergo a further transformation through the renewing of their mind. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Well, let me start in verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. That word transformed means to be changed into another form. It's actually the same word used for what happened to Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration. You remember that? He took his disciples, Peter, James, and John, up onto the mountain and was transfigured before them. What was on the inside of him showed up on the outside. The glory of God in him as the God-man, fully God, fully man, showed up on the outside. That's what that word transform, be transformed. What's on the inside show up on the outside. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. As our mind is renewed, what is on the inside of us shows up increasingly on the outside. To renew your mind means to change your perception of reality. A renewed mind sees things the way they really are according to God. We could do whole lessons on this. Your perception of reality, I don't care how smart you are, I don't care how much experience you've had, your perception of reality is skewed because you grew up in a fallen world, and until you were born again, you had no access to the unseen kingdom of God. There's a whole realm and a whole set of facts you knew nothing about. So you need to learn to see things the way God sees them. That's one reason he's given us his book, to show us how he sees things. And when you see things as God sees them and then agree with him, you begin to experience the way things really are. Now, those are whole lessons for another day, but here's the point for our discussion right now. This is reality. According to the Bible, you are now a son of God by birth. Something came into you when you bowed your knee to Jesus Christ that was not in you before, the uncreated eternal life in God. And your inward being has undergone a tremendous transformation. This change in your spirit has given you entrance to and access to the kingdom of God, both in this life and the life to come. And this change in your spirit has brought the reign of God, the reign of life, or the kingdom into you. You now have something in you, in your spirit, that was not there before you were born of God. God, by his life, is in you to work in you and through you to produce change in you and free you from every trace of death in every part of your being. He's in you by his life, by his spirit, to free every part of your being from every trace of corruption and death. The condition of your spirit is the basis of your identity. This inward change is the basis of your identity. You were dead. Now you are alive. Even though you don't look any different outwardly, your whole identity has changed. You were dead, now you're alive. You were unrighteous, now you are righteous. You were unholy, now you are holy. You were a sinner, but now you're a son. Whatever is in that life is in you because that life is in you. And that life and the changes it has produced in your spirit is the basis of your identity. The changed part of you is actually bigger than the unchanged part of you. See, we started out by saying that this inward transformation did not directly affect your mind, your emotions, and your body. But it will. It is the basis of your identity, and God is working in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. But the changed part of you is actually bigger than the unchanged part of you. You know, sometimes we say, we ask Jesus into our heart. I actually don't like that phrase. I'm sorry if that offends anybody. I don't mean to be offensive, but it's become really just a cliche to a lot of people. And it's misleading because it gives the idea that when you acknowledge Jesus as Savior and Lord, he comes into this little dot in your chest, this little heart-shaped dot in your chest. But that's not what happened. Your spirit was made alive with the entrance of eternal life, and your spirit actually fills your body, every cell of your body. How do I know? We'll read Luke 16. I don't have time to read it, but Jesus talked about two men who died at around the same time. And after they left their body, they weren't little heart-shaped dots. They looked exactly like they did on this earth, only all the effects of aging were gone. But they had legs and arms and a head and fingers and toes. See, your spirit, if you could step outside of your body right now, you'd see that your spirit fills your body. You look like you. Here's another point you need to know. Not only is the unchanged part of you, not only is the changed part of you bigger than the unchanged part, you are a finished work in progress. You're fully God's son or daughter, but you're not yet fully conformed to the image of Jesus Christ in every part of your being. 1 John chapter 3, verse 2, "Beloved, now are we the sons of God. You are God's son. You'll never be more of a son or a daughter than you are right now. That's finished. You're God's son by birth because of that inward change. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, but it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when we see him, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." Your mind, emotions, and your body are not yet fully conformed to the image of Jesus Christ, but they will be. This process will be completed, and God now deals with you on the basis of the part that's finished, because he knows this process of transformation will be completed. Philippians 1:6, "He who has begun a good work in you will complete it." Colossians 1:27 says, "Christ in you, the hope of your glorification." To be glorified means to be made alive with the life of God in every part of our being. Well, the fact that you're in union with Christ is the basis of confident expectation that you will ultimately be fully glorified in every part of your being, or made alive with the uncreated eternal life in God. Our union with the life in Jesus is the basis of confident expectation that he who has begun a good work in us will complete it. The changed part of us, the life in our spirit, will ultimately transform and change every part of us, fully conforming us to the image of Jesus Christ. Let that information encourage you when you fail, that it's not always going to be this way, and give you hope that the process of transformation will be completed. God is dealing with you on the basis of the part that's changed. More tomorrow. Amen. Amen.
You have been listening to Diane Kennedy of Riches in Christ. To order this week's teaching on CD, be ready for our number coming up soon. Diane teaches locally every Friday night at 7:30 p.m. near Highway 44 in Jamison at 4720 Jamison. Praise and worship is provided by Mercy's Child before each lesson. Riches in Christ provides a website at www.richesinchrist.com where you can listen to this week's radio lesson, download years of teachings and outlines, sign up for free weekly outlines, and order Diane's book, God is Good and Good Means Good. Friends, knowing that God is good is the single most important thing to stand on when trouble hits. If you think the trouble comes from or is allowed by God, then you need this book. For information or to order this week's lesson on CD, call us at 1-888-739-6619. Please mention today's date. Our number again is 1-888-739-6619.